This is Jordan, and you're listening to the Code 7 Podcast Network.
Warning, this episode contains the three A's of podcasting: adult content, adult language, and awesomeness. You've been warned.
Welcome to Within the Trenches, true stories from the 911 dispatchers who live them.
All right, well, let's do a quick mic check.
Check one, two.
Chicka chicka bow wow.
Talk.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
Yeah,
Mickey
Mouse. Mickey Mouse.
Hi, Mickey.
I've been using mine the whole time, so I'm pretty sure mine will work.
Yeah, me and Kelsey have been talking.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Seems to be working. So.
Kelsey's popping our podcast virginity.
No, because you guys were on it yesterday.
But
we were.
But
not really.
But you were in the crowd.
Our laughing was on there.
I just want to make sure that this is coming through right. You should be able to hear a little more.
Yeah, I've heard this better. Song before.
It's cake.
Did you say that?
Yeah.
It's cake.
It
nice.
Is. What'd she say?
It's cake.
It's going to distance.
Wow. Rob's impression of Panda.
All right, well, then you gotta sing this part when he says it. And he's going the distance. There you go.
He's going for speed.
Oh, whoa.
What is up with
long.
The Snapchat bullshit?
Because we love it. I know cake from high school and shit. It's okay.
Good evening. This is Ricardo with the Code 7 Podcast Network, and this is going to be episode 106 of Within the Trenches. And that was Kelsey who just jumped in there pulling a Rob interruption. You're following in his footsteps. I know. Oh. Did you say the horse?
You said the worst.
That was a Big Mac burn.
Big Mac.
I know. You were just saying that you really wanted a Big Mac or something, right?
Dude, the Big Mac does sound really good.
Who eats McDonald's these days?
Whatever. Talk about. I don't care. I'm not picky right now.
Those cheeseburgers last like 100 years.
So?
I should have probably said this before we started recording, but while you're talking into the microphone, make sure that you're about this far away from it. And then if you... Yes. And if you turn to talk to each other, just make sure that you're in front of the microphone still. Because if not, you're going to come out here and you're not going to be able to hear you. And then, yes.
Sounds like cats up in here.
From my left to right, who do we have here for our guests?
My name would be Chelsea. That's C-H-L-C.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
From Vigo County. And I've been dispatching about 6 years, I think.
6 years?
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Excellent. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm Heather, mm-hmm. Vigo County. Been dispatching for 4 years.
Excellent.
Lucky
excellent.
For Rob.
And so far, everyone has said Vigo, not Vigo. Next.
I'm Kelsey. That's K-L-C. Vigo County, 3 years.
Excellent. That's right. And a couple of years ago, you were on the show with another dispatcher, and you guys were talking about those penis popsicles.
I don't remember the penis popsicles.
That's because you had a freaking gulp size of, like,
you
I don't know.
Have, like, you had a moose, like a moose cup, and we were talking about the moose cup. She's like,
I
don't know.
It was like one
cup.
Of the McDonald's sweet tea, like large foam cups.
But it wasn't
well, that
a
shit
sweet,
was
tea.
A sweet tea.
Maybe it was like a Polar Pop.
It was. That's, 44 that's exactly what it was.
And then next up we have...
I'm Hannah.
Don't be so nervous. You're all right.
I'm Hannah. I work at Vigo County, and I've been dispatching for a year in May.
Nice. Excellent. Are you digging it?
Yeah.
Full-time since January.
Yes.
Ooh.
Badass. All right.
Big kid job.
And then, of course, we have Rob Big Mac McMullen. Mm-hmm.
This is my third one this week.
I know.
Nobody else will do it. So
you're addicted.
Really
calm down.
I am. I'm like addicted to podcasts.
It's been a lot of fun.
We've had fun.
Yeah. So
we got a major card game going on over here.
Oh, that's right. I believe they're playing.
I think they're playing Go Fish.
Oh, Go Fish.
Oh,
interesting.
Oh, really? Oh,
okay. Cool. Fish. So you guys have been here, has it been all week? Did you do any of the pre-classes? Or?
Yes.
Damn, yeah. So you guys have been here for everything. What was, like, the most fun or the stuff that...
The dogs.
The dogs?
Definitely the dogs. Vodka.
So tell me about it, because I didn't go in there. So what exactly was it that...
I mean, they're fluffy and cute.
we probably need one dog. In our
center. And then yes. The dogs were actually pretty.
We know what a dog is. What was the class?
Yeah, what was the class actually about?
Oh, I thought you just wanted to know about the dogs.
Yeah. What kind of dog was it? How old was it? How furry?
Golden Retriever, 3 years.
Her name was
we
Mercy.
Know that information.
Come on, Hannah, jump in there. You need to scoot closer to Kelsey or something.
Yeah, come on.
She makes me nervous.
Is she crop dusting or something?
She might.
She probably is having ideas over there.
She's having ideas all night.
I know.
Kelsey,
just a
don't
minute.
Point that thing at me.
It'd be worse if I had a Big Mac.
It probably would. You would just keep hearing of the microphone. Whoop. Oh, no. Oh man! So, what was the actual class about? Then?
The Survive and Thrive 911.
No, the dogs.
Oh, I thought you wanted to know about the
no,
first
the comfort dogs during
right,
disasters.
Yeah, that's the one that you guys were talking about. So, yeah.
Sweatshirt today.
About how
out.
Like people open
sweet.
Up more into the dogs.
No,
they just
not,
said,
not,
you cool. know, during disasters or anything like that, they'll have the dogs come in and they can comfort
the
people.
Kids, like really,
yeah.
The dogs.
We actually have been trying to get one in dispatch.
We want our
which
dog at home to our director.
We should have one. So.
And their director's right here. So well, what's the deal? Well, so what about the other classes awesome. That you guys were in?
Actually, yours was a good one. All right. The open mic. Yeah, that was one of our
that
favorites.
Was good. And
that was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
we had a blast.
It should be longer
that
than that, though.
We could have gone a lot longer, and some of the people were saying, you know, I wish we would have known that,
yes.
you know,
we said
that
yes.
this was going on because we would have had calls.
Like yeah, we calls that was something that with the that our we kind of screwed up on with.
On the spot, I can't think of stuff.
Yeah, and
I have to sit
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it's
and
always
ponder.
Afterwards that people are like, damn, oh. I should have said that
and
one
it,
or that
with
one.
With the committee, we kind of we didn't know how it was going to go, and we really didn't know how it was going to be. Set up or what it was going to do. So, and even you weren't sure how we were going to get anything involved with us. So,
right.
You know, we just kind of were like,
can you quit giving him googly eyes?
I'm fucking talking to
you
him.
You guys did a good job, though. No, that yeah. was probably
excellent.
My favorite new class because we had seen her and I had been last year and saw the comfort dogs. So that was my favorite new one that we did this year.
So, but we just wanted, you know, we weren't sure how it was going to do. And, when he asked me to help him with it, I was like, sweet, yeah. So we got a couple
you like
of
to talk to, so.
Yeah, so that always
like
works
the
out.
Next golden mic?
Negative.
Wait, what?
Stop.
So the original idea that I had was well, was just that, to have that panel on there and to have microphones so that people could come up. I'm glad a lot of people started coming up. It seemed like they started feeling you know, a little more comfortable.
Yeah.
So
the ice was broken.
Yes.
And everything going on. So it was pretty cool. So and
I like Nicole's open phone.
And then the director ended up walking up there.
That was funny. That was epic. For those who haven't listened to that one yet, maybe, and they're going to listen to this one next.
So. Yeah. If you have not heard episode 105 yet, you need to. It was badass. We had a lot of fun. Man, there's people sharing it all over the place.
Good.
The guy that I played those, who gave me those tapes.
Yeah.
He was tweeting it over and over and sending me messages.
Sweet.
I was like, man, I'm glad you listened to it. I had to make sure to use your vampire call.
That was a good. I like how it turned really sexual. Like all of a sudden it was like all sexual calls.
Yeah, it did.
It did.
Someone was talking about someone breaking a dick. And I was like, whoa.
Yes. Yeah. That. I, yeah,
and
I didn't
handcuff
know.
To the bed, the two girls. Yeah, that was interesting.
I didn't know. I didn't think he was going to go that far, and I was like, oh, fuck it.
Well, might as well roll with it.
Yeah, let's keep going. That's what made it really funny, and we're going to have to do it again. We'll have to do it again next time.
I think we need to check with the folks at Michigan and see if we could do that.
You think they would do that?
What is it?
We're going to do a session at Michigan, Nina, at the end of May.
Well, that one I can't do that because
it's going
to be a text.
No, we can't do that
one,
but we need to see if we can. That's like a legitimate one.
You need to send out. Flyers, like, hey, prepare some stories.
One of the problems that, what I wanted to do on Sunday when I got here was to get the email addresses for everybody that was going to be attending so I could send a message out saying, this is what I'm going to do. However, with, like, privacy stuff,
mm-hmm.
that kind of would not work.
Yeah. I mean, maybe if like our director had forewarned us, hey,
you didn't say anything.
We didn't even know what the theme was this year.
Well, if you haven't noticed,
you might not have known the theme, but you did have. I sent you the class schedule,
Kelsey?
And everything and stuff.
What?
Nothing.
Did everyone see him? Was he getting down?
Kelsey, I think that was the guy walking in front of us from Starbucks today.
See, I can see you doing that too.
That was the guy walking in front of us from Starbucks today.
But no, maybe we should.
We saw Tweaker earlier this morning.
I don't know if maybe we could, how we could do it, like set up afterwards. Like after one of the sessions.
Well, yeah, that's what somebody else was saying, was that you should have people in there after they've had a few drinks. And then they get a little more loose,
yes.
And we'll come up and tell stories and everything. But I had to make sure to have Darren say no names,
right.
No addresses.
Yeah, that was good.
Nothing like that because you know, nobody wants to get sued.
Yeah, which is hard when you're on the spot and you just kind of come
yeah.
up.
See, and then if that happens, then you know, then I edit it. But otherwise, right. I don't ever edit anything because then it doesn't sound real. It doesn't flow. We sound like robotic and bullshit and stuff. So
we lost, John.
Can we all point and laugh?
I like your mustache.
No, you were talking about that yesterday.
So what's up with you over there, Hannah? You're not like saying a word.
Yes, I am.
Now?
Yes, I am.
Hannah is a little angry from this evening.
I'm not anymore, actually.
You got over it?
I had a bit of an altercation with her, and now we're fine.
Okay. Did you go hug and make up?
No. That's the thing
that
was
happening.
So
it's not
it
that kind of we. It's you and whatever other persona came out during
well,
that
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I think that she told us
it's her alternate personality.
Hannah has an alter personality. What shall we name that one? Haley.
Haley?
Whoa.
Hannah and Haley.
No.
That's the evil one?
Heather.
No, Haley.
Okay, Kelsey.
What's us? He said Heather. What's
yeah,
that
he
supposed
did.
To mean?
I know. So was Dick.
We were talking about this last night, how our personalities change when you start in dispatch. Like, I was so nice before I started. Uh-huh. Not so much anymore.
Not anymore?
No.
You're a jerk or what?
I mean, I can
she
be.
She almost bit a guy's head
like,
off earlier
no,
about a t-shirt.
No, no, no. Oh, yeah, the t-shirt guy I did kind of. The silent auction
she was
gets
like,
stressful.
Are you really going to outbid me on that?
Oh,
I was
man.
Like, I dispatched them. I feel like I should win it.
They're probably like, should've. Well, you dispatched them. You got to have a free shirt then.
Right?
Like, we got
free anything.
Yeah,
even better.
Let's throw Rob under the bus now.
I know, man. You should have known that was kind of.
We got
happen.
These really awesome computer bags for Dispatcher Week.
We
with
did.
Our names
those
on
were
it.
Really nice.
Oh.
With our name.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. I finally get a thank you. That's awesome.
Sweet.
I emailed
thank you,
Rob.
You did. You guys did. Hello, David.
He looks
hi,
upset.
David.
What's up?
Hi.
What up, dude?
Is he sleepwalking?
Can he hear us?
No, not very well.
Yeah.
When you talk like when you talk into these, it's like. It's weird.
They eat your voice.
Yes.
It
sucks it in there. Oh, man.
Yeah, cool. Those rags were pretty sweet, so. You're welcome.
Rags?
Oh.
Bags.
I thought you said bags.
I thought you said rags.
Who is
rags
you
were talking
rags.
About?
Rags are pretty sweet.
I think he did say rags.
Yeah, I think he
did.
I think he's been drinking or something.
No, we had a good dispatcher week.
Like he's been really
we had food and everything.
I had a great one. I was in Mexico.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's Rob just sent her to Mexico.
Yeah, bullshit. Don't say that.
I'm kidding.
She has been on, Chelsea has been on vacation like the entire month of March and April. She's worked 4 days
basically.
In the last
how the
like,
hell did you do
months.
That?
I didn't plan it that way. They just kind of all fell into the same month.
Right.
I guess the first one was an RV trip across the country.
Uh-huh.
It took them like 16 days to get through Arizona.
Holy shit.
We didn't know the RV was going to need new tires when we got there.
And while it's nice in Indiana, it was like 70 and 80. It was snowing
there. It was
there.
Snowing in Arizona, and I packed
no
shorts
shit.
For the whole trip. So.
Holy crap.
And then I get
what are
home,
the odds?
And I went to Mexico, and I came home, I worked
came
a
here.
Day, and came here.
Damn, so when do you go back to work?
Never.
Monday.
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 The boss says Monday.
12-hour, 8-hour?
12-hour.
Monday,
morning
Monday.
Or night?
Saturday, nights. Saturday.
Ah, I work nights too. Nights is the best.
No.
Oh, are you serious?
You're not offering.
Come
nights
on,
are the best calls. We were Heather, yes, and I were exactly on days.
Mm-hmm. Then we moved to nights.
And
then
we, thank you very much,
unfortunately moved to nights.
Okay, what's the issue with nights? Why don't you like it?
I like my job when I'm at nights, but when I'm off, I don't like
your
my
sleep
personal
sucks
schedule. Yeah. I'll say that. Working out, I don't get to do as much. Seeing my family and friends, I don't get to do as much. It's that kind of thing.
I know that fully.
People call you during the day and you're trying to sleep.
Right. And then do you ever answer the phone and say,
shut the hell up?
I never hear it. My phone's on mute.
Do you ever force them in for overtime?
Very rarely. I do not.
He really doesn't. No, he really doesn't.
We very rarely.
We usually volunteer if it's good, yeah, if it's put out.
If
so
there's, if there's, we have, luckily, we have enough staffing for the most part.
I don't know if there's ever been mandatory overtime.
There's only,
I think you put it out, it would have to be.
Yeah.
Someone didn't
put it, the only time we've had it was in the last about a month ago. We had couple people that were on vacation, where we're short one person on the shift.
That wasn't me.
No, it wasn't you. But it was in some... God damn it, keeps getting louder.
It does.
I thought he Neil didn't say terrible what I thought anyway he was saying.
But...
Wah, 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 wah.
80s music sucks. But anyway, we had somebody went in the hospital, and we had a lot of... Bah, and we had some... Bah, bah. One of the other dispatchers stayed over and worked. She worked.
What's wrong with your eye?
I think he's
got a twitch. Your nose.
I think it's a booger. I see it hanging out his nose.
Hold on, get it. I'll get it. No, I got it.
But we got that
Rob,
covered.
Seriously,
stop it. You sons of bitches.
It's over here to the
stop
right
it
now.
He's regretting this already.
He's wanted this so
he's
bad.
He's been forcing this for that years now.
Oh, man,
we,
dude.
We had it's kind of... There. We didn't have... Stush fucking mouth. We didn't
you don't have anything on you. What are we talking about?
I don't trust
about
them. We didn't have forced overtime, but we
okay
had people.
Okay, but now there seriously is. It's like you pulled it out.
Oh man, just sounds like you have a Colombian cold
or
something.
I'll pull up the mirror, look on your phone.
I always use the mirror. Oh, there's tonight's NFL draft.
Oh my.
Oh yeah, because they're sponsoring me, so mention that.
Oh, sorry.
We
do not have forced overtime, so.
No, that's good. I mean, are you seriously turning on your fucking phone to look at NFL mobile shit? It's one thing because they were taking pictures, but
that was before the podcast started.
Respectful.
You tell him, Kelsey.
Is it there? Do you see it? Is it gone?
No, no, I'm good.
No.
Oh, they're in their bathing suits, I guess.
But what the hell were we talking about? Work for?
We're talking about the fact that
Hannah
over here is not saying a word.
Talking?
She's scared.
Hannah, are you alive over there?
You're talking in your head? Because it doesn't translate in the microphone. Just so that you know.
Oh, pizza guy.
That goes over here.
It's ours. It's not really ours.
It's not really ours. You guys are jerks.
Holy
crap.
I love pizza so much.
Oh,
I feel like if Rob described us in one word, it would just be assholes.
No, that's not true.
I do feel bad now.
Yeah, I do too.
He was like, thank God that was easy.
He's like, oh,
no. And we're like, never mind.
Walked right to the door and they were all right there.
Oh, jeez.
Poor guy. Sorry, pizza guy, if you ever listen to this.
Hopefully they pay with credit cards.
No, I've got a really good staff, so I would never describe you guys as assholes.
Why do you keep fucking with your
nose? You always tell us we're assholes.
He's
and
like,
that booger is still there.
Just so we're clear. The worst mistake of my life.
We're all just going to get up and leave.
It's hot in here.
You're sweating.
Your face is so red
oh
right
my
now.
God.
Are you making you nervous?
Smell like beef.
And cheese. It's like Santa on Elf.
You sit on the
like
throne of lies.
Old people in soap.
Old people in soap.
Oh, you made this girly hyena laugh come out.
Old people
I think that's for like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory or
something. Oh my god, I don't know, but
What's sad is that we all think something's very funny, and people that listen to this probably are
probably not going to laugh at all.
Yeah.
No, that's not
well,
true.
Well, I don't know. Between everything that we're saying and the music that was playing in the background, I don't know if it's going to come out fully. But
I think David's just walking out. I think David's had a hard day.
I feel like he's zoned out.
He's like, ugh. I don't know what's going on.
So, Hannah, tell me a Wait, call that you've taken recently. Up. Something funny.
Put
now you got
to
talk.
Spot.
I have to think about it.
I will say, I think I was there for her first, like, really crazy emergency call, a robbery we had the other night.
Yeah, I took a robbery in progress call at a custard shop.
What?
Yes.
Yeah. I took the
and
second
I've,
one.
I've never taken, like, a serious call like that.
Did they even take any custard?
No, which I don't understand why you'd start a life of crime at a custard shop if you're not even going to take any custard.
Because these people
I mean,
the
if I was
going
to start
they
life
probably
crime,
probably didn't like the flavor of the day.
They wanted the money, not the flavor of the day.
Surprisingly, they got nothing.
No, they didn't get
nothing
anything
at all.
But they scared the shit out of me, is what they did.
Really? Did you poop?
Because when I picked up the phone and it was like a 16-year-old kid screaming, "They're robbing us! They have a gun!" And I was like,
"That's so much younger than she is."
It's not it's
like 2 years.
But I was like, "Oh fuck, I'm not prepared for this."
I was so just working overtime that night.
Just did it.
You just did it. You just took it down.
I paused the call, turned around. I couldn't remember the name of the shop, so I screamed, "Everybody, they're robbing the custard place!" And then unpaused it and kept taking the call.
Luckily, we only have one restaurant,
so they figured it out.
Okay. So it was easy enough. Yeah.
The question
they knew
would be, did everybody know what it was?
They figured this.
Hey, that was the first time, I think.
Except for her.
Hey, it's
ago
the pizza
going
guy again. What kind of pizza is it? We'll take it.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Oh, oh man. Okay, so that one part we will edit out.
No.
Yes.
We did not say the name of that business
that was
establishment.
Funny.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That one was
Wait,
scary.
We're not supposed
Rob's
to say names of places
in this?
And yeah.
I know. Every minute
talking about stuff
last
that he's edited out.
It wasn't super long.
I can't talk at all.
I guess the scariest part for me was they said there was a gun, and then they said they were barricading themselves in the back because he was still in there.
In the cooler. Oh, the employees were barricading themselves
in the
back.
And they were all crying, and I was like, I'm about to cry. What do I do?
Please don't cry.
I was like, please don't cry. I will cry. Let's just buck up and do this together.
She said, buck up.
Come on, it'll be good. Let's just buck up and do it together.
Hey, let's go. She's like, don't cry or I'll cry.
Homeboy Larry walking by. Yeah.
Wait, how long are these things?
About an hour.
Your Something mom's like about that. An hour.
Oh, your mom joke.
Oh man.
If she's good.
Right? If she's good, she gets an hour. Dude.
That's what she said.
Oh
jeez. Now we walk into the wrap up of this episode.
20 minutes in, we're done.
Oh,
this
man
is definitely not when we're prying people to get information out of.
Hey, just go ahead and skip over 106. It's not like necessary to listen.
The lost episode.
I've never had a lost episode of this show. I've had lost episodes of the Audio Villains, but
what's the Audio Villains?
That is another podcast that I have. It's me and a couple other guys.
That's
and
awesome.
Yeah, it's
your mom's
funny
awesome
as shit.
She really is. She made our work shirt.
She did make our work shirt.
Thank you, Rob's mom.
Thank you, Mom's Rob.
Mom's Rob. Somebody.
Like I said, this podcast is sponsored by vodka.
But not really.
Unnamed.
Yeah, one of those real like cheap ones or something.
Skull.
What's it, McCormick? It's like Kamchaka or something.
Kamchaka?
That's what she says. That vodka you have in college when you're not 21. I mean, just kidding, not me.
Hannah, do you know anything about that?
No comment.
Look at her face.
Hannah.
She's all like sweet and innocent and everything.
No,
you're
really
gonna have to take
not
a picture of her so that people know what she looks like. So that when they listen to episode 106, they're like, oh, she's so sweet and mousy.
Sweet.
Mousy, not mouthy. I didn't say mouthy, you fool. You know, your arms aren't that long. I don't think you can do it. Did you do it? Were you able to?
He's got like T-Rex arms.
He's got like T-Rex.
You know, we do need to have a discussion with Rob because we're really wanting those T-Rex outfits for
dispatch.
Have you seen them?
No.
Everyone's dressed up as T-Rex. You know, you have to look these videos up, and we can just sit at the console.
So T-Rex Tuesdays on Facebook.
T-Rex Tuesday.
Yes.
It's hilarious. What?
They're awesome.
Is this like Taco Tuesday, but with a T-Rex?
But T-Rex.
What
you know what?
Hell?
If it was a T-Rex with a taco, it would be amazing.
They'd have double the views.
No shit.
I want tacos. The video of them ice skating is the best thing. 522,000
likes
Yes.
What the
That shit's hilarious.
Wow.
And those suits are $99 online.
Well, so next
those
year.
Those should be our new work uniforms.
Just picture us, Rob. One day you come and dispatch and all six of us are that wearing T-Rex.
Oh my God, that would be so funny.
We go out for lunch and people are like, what the fuck?
What is going around?
We'd be trying to type on the keyboard.
I feel like one of our dispatchers, and I think everyone knows who I'm talking about, would fit into the T-Rex costume perfectly.
Oh.
Her name might. It's
no.
No, 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 no,
no, no,
no,
no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
No initials, please.
Oh, it's no one that would even get offended, actually.
Yes, somebody would. Somebody
yeah.
would.
Thank you.
Stop. That's funny shit.
Oh,
B does a really good T-Rex impression.
She does.
Have you seen me and her do it across the room?
Where you guys go down the hall? Chelsea, can you
do you have this on a video or something? Is that what?
I used to.
Are you serious?
I don't know if I have it anymore, but I used to.
Well, she's looking for a video. Heather, hook me up with a phone call you've taken.
Oh, my goodness.
Anything you've taken in your past.
Put her on the spot.
No names. No address.
I know. No names or addresses.
I suck at the no name.
You know, recently I got told that I was a psychic on 911.
Really?
Yeah.
And then why is that? What happened?
Well, it's kind of hard, but I'll just say with no names.
That's what she said.
We have a frequent flyer that calls in, you know, obviously all the time.
Right.
So he calls in, and every time he calls in, a vehicle's stolen. And it's always his wife.
What?
Always his wife that his vehicle's stolen. He calls in, and let me just do a little impression of him. It's like
intoxicated every time he calls.
That's what he sounds like as soon as he
sounds like a little cartoon dog.
I'm like... Hey, you.
Hey, fella.
Hey, fella.
No name.
Bring back fella.
You know, he gives me a fake name this last time he calls in, and he's telling me that his wife, but he gives her name, and says that she's stolen the vehicle, and give me, like, all these directions of all these places that she's gone and everything. I'm like...
I have to say really quick, it looked like you were dancing because you were doing like
she
that.
She was kind of doing the hula, wasn't
Yeah.
Anyway, so then I say...
What?
Way to go, Kelsey. It went through.
It did.
Yeah, another mouth fart. A juicy one.
Having mouth ideas over there.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's fine. No, so it's... He doesn't give me, obviously he gives me a fake name and then I say her name. I'm like, so blah, 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 I took your car. And he's like, wait, hold up. He's like, are you a psychic or something?
Hold up, wait a minute.
He's like, Cleo.
I had to call.
Cleo, I'm a no.
I had to pause the 911 call like a million times because I'm laughing so hard at him. But no, he's just always.
Do you guys use headsets or just a straight headset?
No, we have headsets. Yeah, we have had actually, which I know you can't get mad at me about this.
Oh.
It's kind of like
you're
if
telling
it,
you now, and yeah, it's exactly. recorded.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're not busy, I actually paused and I said, "Hey, everybody, get on the phone right now to listen to the call."
It was like 3 a.m, so we weren't really
nothing else was really going
busy.
On.
Right,
we weren't that busy except for the 13 pursuits and 15 armed robberies
and all the 911 calls
exactly,
that were rolling
over.
Yeah.
Rolling to other places.
Everybody was trying to steal custard.
I hate when that happens.
Actually, my first night back, I'm what you call the shit magnet. My first night back on midnight
center.
I think I had what, like 6 or 7 armed robberies that night?
Yeah.
Yeah. I had like 6 or 7 armed robberies on the police side. Yeah.
That is freaking nuts.
Yeah. Some of the police were like, I've been here this so long, and that's the busiest night I've ever had in my entire career.
Was there a full moon as well?
No. They were connected.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
No full moon.
Back here.
It didn't matter how far you backed up.
Her microphone.
Was that out of your mouth or your ass?
No full moon. That was just legit what happened.
Those are mouth ideas.
I'm kidding. So, people can hear me.
I keep forgetting as I hold my mouth around. So last night.
I'm trying to make it suck my voice in so nobody else can hear it.
That's what she said.
Oh my god. Just thinking about it.
Yeah. Thinking about what?
We know what you're thinking about.
Your mom.
Your mom is not going to listen to this one, right?
No.
Like she listens to all the other ones?
She's an avid subscriber within the trenches.
Wait, really?
I feel like you need to bring your mom into dispatch and we all need to meet her. We talk about her so much.
Yeah, exactly. All your moms. That's the first thing. What's going on, your mom?
My mom's a nice lady, thank you.
Oh, jeez.
I need a cigarette after that.
Oh, man.
You don't even smoke.
Oh, well, no.
That's true. I was going to ask
Kelsey for a call, but I don't know. She might burp it all out.
She's got a call that she's been dying to tell. And she
Everyone else has been dying to tell it yesterday.
Okay, so Truth Serum.
Boom.
Now, I would play the audio for it's really quiet. I would have to actually put it into the program that I use and then add some filters to it to make the voice come all the way up. And
what
then
if I just like
maybe on another episode to the microphone?
It's still not very loud because I was listening to it yesterday that way.
Yeah, and with everything else that's going on, it won't come.
There's people
right
in the background that don't understand a podcast
like
going
the dispatch
on right
room.
Now.
All the background noise coming in.
Any noise canceling.
Yeah. So give us the overview. What happened?
Yeah, Kels.
So I have to do like deep details about it.
We'll help you. We know.
Just go with the general. Well, Heather and I will throw in.
Okay, so I get a call from this female, and she's on a local hotel room.
There you go.
Can you hear me better?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Much better.
So she tells me that she's been drinking water from the lobby, and it has truth serum in it. And I keep asking what truth serum is, because I don't know what that is. And she tells me that the FBI gave it to her to get her to tell the truth. And I asked her if she was supposed to come up off some information or what it was that they wanted, and she
they wanted to hear her talk while she was smoking cigarettes
and see what she was saying.
Yeah,
while she was smoking.
What?
She was weird.
Is this somebody that's called in before?
No.
None of us knew her at that time.
Yeah, it was a new one. So she didn't even know how to take her.
She was very serious through the whole call.
She's from out of town.
Wait a minute. All four of you were working when this happened?
No, we listened to the call, of course.
The damn call.
Oh.
Because it was awesome.
Well,
that's what we do as dispatchers.
Well, yeah, of course.
Someone takes a funny call, we all got to listen to it.
You all got to listen to it, of course. I like the fact that you jumped in there and you were saying stuff. Well done.
I'm trying.
Good job, Hannah.
Woo!
I'm trying.
Yay, Hannah.
So then what else happened?
So.
Was that it?
Oh, my gosh, no.
Mic drop.
You can't drop it. It's on a holder.
Anyway, Kelsey, back to your important story.
So anyway, she proceeds to tell me about how she had embryos falling out of her vagina.
So she
asked her if she was pregnant.
And I asked her if she was pregnant, and she couldn't tell me if she was pregnant, but she had embryos falling out of her vagina, and they were harvesting her eggs and planting them inside other people.
Holy crap.
That's intense.
How long ago was that? Oh, was that recent?
At least a year ago.
I think it was a year ago. Close to
a year and a half, maybe.
Good Lord.
What else am I missing, guys?
Well, how long? How come you're the one who gets all these weird ones?
We all
You're
get
the
weird
shit magnet,
ones,
but it's she's got this
different
weird
shifts.
One.
It's different shifts, and it's kind of like we all get really weird shit, but we take so many calls it's hard to remember them all unless you kind of
people don't realize how busy we are.
We're busy.
They, I didn't realize you guys are this busy.
They don't understand. They think, oh yeah.
How many people do you guys have on at a time?
I
have five or six.
Between four and six. Four to six, yeah. 4 to 6.
Depending on if someone's off or what.
Yeah. Our staffing level would be if a perfect night where everybody's there and the C shift is in two, we would have 6 per shift.
But
on the 12
hour
shifts.
I mean,
son of a bitch.
I
looked
down
when
I did it.
Oh my god.
It smells like sauerkraut.
Was it really?
No, I'm just playing. I'm joking.
I was
going to
say, whatever they fed us in there, that's what I'm burping up.
Those pickled onions. I would have never guessed we're as busy as we are before I started, that's for sure.
No, before I started, we never thought we were that busy as a center.
No, it's people don't understand that. When we,
I never realized how many people actually live in
In Vigo that county?
It's mostly the city, too.
She didn't know she was allowed to say Vigo, and she was like, Vigo.
Even, even though when you introduced yourself, you said you're from Vigo County.
Did I say where I was from?
People don't understand or don't realize how busy we are and the amount of calls that we take and just what goes on. It's
Even the officers and firefighters that work with us don't understand how many calls we take.
You know, we take over 110,000 calls for service. I wasn't picking my nose. I was itching my mustache.
Well, you brought that booger back up.
Shut up.
Seriously, it's hanging right there.
Did you just do the girly hand wave?
No, I think he thought about throwing that pin at me.
Throw the pin at her.
Oh. Don't do it because she's going to burp and it's going to go right back at you.
Hopefully I vomit this out.
But, you know.
Oh, God, not on my equipment,
please. Is this Spice Girl? Shut up. Well, tell me what you want.
Oh, wow. That just switched
this
up completely.
This is 90s,
though.
They're not just playing everything.
They're not just playing everything?
Yeah, whatever. You know, 110,000 calls for service and 75,000.
How many calls do you guys take, like, a day?
Too many?
On average?
I've never really figured it out because we've got the admin calls. And last year, we had over 350,000 admin and 901.
Yeah.
And that's just the calls I feel like sometimes that we're entering in, not even just the calls.
That's the number of calls that come out of the software.
And this is calls total, like it's not emergency and emergency?
Yeah.
Or
350,000.
What about your texting?
What do you think about that?
We do. I mean, I will say we do have some initiated.
You need to take video, Chelsea.
Scary Spice down here.
We have some initiated texts, but I mean, we
How
do.
Rude.
We text a lot. If I get a 911 hang up, I text.
We're not laptops.
That's not what we're talking about.
Can I just mention
I text a lot on
911? Can I say this out there? Yeah. I got a 911 text and someone said, "Good morning, love. Good luck on your German test." We're like, wait, what? That was a text I got on 911. And I was like,
and how did you respond?
I said, well, thank you, but this is 911. And I got no response after that.
We need that text. We need that for our session.
Yes.
Oh, we get good texts. Yeah. Like, you'll text someone and they're like, who is this? I'm like, well, it's 911. That's what it says, right? And they're like, I didn't call you. Like, yeah, you did.
Yeah,
you
how else would I have gotten your phone number? Yeah.
That's how it always happens. No, we get interesting texts. I feel like we initiate more than we get. But, I mean, people do reply and say no or yes, which does cut down on our callback volume.
I got one where I texted a 911 hang-up back, and I said, this 911, is there an emergency? No, it's a butt dial. And I said, okay, well, thank you for responding. They're like, well, I've never texted an officer before. And I was like, there's a first for everything.
That's right. That was another one, right? Hello. Hello.
I know you're video recording me right now.
So festive.
Oh, man. No, that's awesome. It's good to hear that you guys are getting a lot of use out of the texting.
We do. Yeah,
especially
we definitely
that outbound
do.
One.
We love it. I mean,
we do. It takes a lot less time for us to text because we can. I mean, obviously we multitask everything, but we can do
like
a lot more while texting.
I like texting people in my lunch order since I can't.
Hey, this is 911. Will you deliver this for me?
What?
No, this is a joke. We don't do that.
Proper ways to use texting to
you not your lunch order. Not giving you some food, or they're going on animal complaints.
We should have a 911 texting fails class next year.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's a good idea.
Hashtag 911 fails.
Yes, you might have to be on that panel.
If Rob lets us come back.
Hashtag 911 fails. That would be a good one.
I was going to say, write that down, but we're recording it right now.
Can we do like Jimmy Fallon hashtag style?
Hashtag, yeah.
Hashtag mom.
Hashtag 911.
Hashtag Nina.
We need a video.
I feel like your mom's ears are probably burnt off by now.
It's all of our moms. It's okay. It's like constant. All our waking hours.
Yeah, that's just down there.
I know, come on. Jump in here.
Wait, is Hannah still here? I thought she fell asleep.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
Hi,
her name's Hannah.
You can tell she's new and that we're the one. Like, this would have been me year one of dispatch.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Heather would.
Is this in sync right now?
Oh, for God's sakes, would you quit listening to what else is going on?
It's kind of hard.
I'm closest like to the right door.
Are you going to start dancing again?
Maybe. Are you video recording?
No. It's
good.
Oh, so out of your first year and everything, what is, I mean, what's the most that you've learned? I mean, in anything, really?
Well,
did you have any experience when you first came in? Or
no, my brother and my dad are both officers.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
And yeah, me too. And my brother is marrying another dispatcher on the other night shift.
She's awesome. She's on ours. She's our group, so she's of course awesome.
So I didn't really have any experience, but I heard stories and stuff beforehand. But I didn't realize how many calls we get or how many stupid calls we get.
Right. Had you stepped into the dispatch center beforehand?
A few times because I'd ridden along with my brother, but. Mm-hmm. I mean, it had been like 3 o'clock in the morning and there's not really a whole lot going on at that point. But
depending on the time. Did you do any sit-ins with any of them or sit in the dispatch center to experience it a little bit?
Not before I got hired. No? No.
So what was it like when you finally got in there and you started training? And you have all these freaking screens in front of you.
It was interesting. When I first started, I was like, there's no way in hell I'm ever going to be able to do this or understand all this. And I mean, I guess I still don't know everything, but it gets easier.
How long does the training last?
Oh, that's what I was trying to do, Kelsey.
Shut up, Hannah.
We love it and hate like each other at the same time.
You guys have been together too long today, this week.
I mean, I guess I'm still kind of trained. There's one radio I haven't even started on.
Oh, really? So you're still technically in training?
That's not my choice, though.
That's the busiest radio, too.
No, she's...
Way to go, dude.
Fuck off.
I like that he's gaining up on Rob, yeah, too.
Exactly. She hasn't started the City Main, which the City Main is our Terre Haute City radio. That's the busiest.
Really crazy.
That's the busiest, yeah. And that's by far our... Terre Haute City makes up 60% of our call volume, so they're constantly busy. I mean, they
like traffic
AKA
stops.
AKA everybody goes crazy in the city.
They go from call to call. Literally, they go from call to call to call, and you're always pulling an officer out of district to take the call and you know,
or making them break the from other calls.
Yeah, the city's broken up into different beats and. So,
I mean, they played awesome. Spice Girls, NSYNC, and Backstreet Boys. That's like our generation, so right? Basically.
Nice.
Mine and Heather's generation. They're trying and Kelsey.
She just hasn't really started that yet. So.
Right. But I mean, I'm trained on the other radios. And I'm trained on the other radios, and I have most of the workings of the system down, so I do everything else.
Yeah, and she's also... she's also working on the shift that's down, that's shorter person anyway.
Yes.
From the, so it's kind of trying to get with training and staffing and trying to get everything else going on. It's kind of hard to get that going on, but we're full staff now, and we got people, her in training and still kind of finishing training, and it's just busy all the time. So.
And you're digging it.
Yeah, I like it.
Excellent. That's good.
I just get nervous.
Talk a little more.
Love or hate job.
Is that what's going on right now too? Then you're just a little nervous.
Yeah, I get very nervous.
What?
Like the 911 rings, and I'm like, okay, don't fuck this up. And then I pick it up. I have to pep talk myself every time.
I kind of feel her because now that we're in Clay County, we do part time dispatch in Clay County too,
which is
I'm nervous over there.
Nice.
And it's like I've been dispatching and I know what I'm doing, but it's different. I'm nervous, it's kind of like starting all over again.
Right, because you got to learn all the geography and everything else. Do they use the same like CAD system?
No.
Oh,
it's all different.
Nothing over there is this.
The only thing that's the same is the mapping system.
Yeah, and you know officers are different in different places. It's just different.
Right,
so,
they don't have the same officers.
Because it's a different kind.
Good observation, Rob. Different way they talk on the radio.
Really, they don't have
that
the
explains
same.
So much.
Different county number and everything.
Wait, yeah. What? Everything's different.
It's weird. It's shocker.
Yeah.
This song.
I covered my mouth.
Oh, was that some music going on, or what's going on?
I think it is. It's a little bit of music. It's what they have on right now.
I feel bad. Like he's gonna have to edit a lot of what's going on.
Not a sponsor.
I don't really like Backstreet Boys. Just FYI.
I do.
Backstreet Boys was my first concert.
NSYNC's better.
In senior year of high school. Sad story.
Which is like 6 weeks ago.
Oh, there
That's
it is.
That's playing in my ear.
Yeah,
he's playing. Are you doing it?
Welcome to the group, Kelsey.
What the
they're playing,
fuck
they're
is
playing
happening?
It over there.
Oh,
oh, man. So, on that note, that is going to be.
He's so ready to end this podcast.
He's ready to end
this podcast. No, I, shoot, I can,
like
I can keep, I can keep going. It's this guy over here. I can, no, I can smell it.
You can feel the heat coming off of him.
Look, he's so
careful.
He has boogers hanging out of his nose.
I know. It's like, garlic or something. I don't know.
Vampire, vampire.
You got vampires?
It's going to be another vampire invasion.
Oh, you're still not covering the booger. It's like the part of the hole that's still showing.
Oh, man. Like I was saying, this is going to be the wrap-up of episode 106. Thank you very much, all of you, for being on the show. And Rob is, like, tripping out.
I'm so sorry, Rob. Don't fire me.
Don't fire any of us.
Bye, everybody.
If you have any questions or concerns, or if
no one gets
Rob...
Or Rob, no. If anybody's offended by... belching or anything else, please don't email
comments. Or if anyone is offended by the booger hanging out of Rob's nose.
Yes, please send an email to WTTpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter. That's @901podcast. You can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/withinthetrenchespodcast. And this episode will be available 24/7 on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, SoundCloud, Google Play Music. And what else is there? TheJabberlug.com. Have a good one, everybody.
See you. You just listened to a Code 7 Network podcast. If you have any questions or would like to be a guest on the show, send an email to WTTpodcast@gmail.com.